One year ago today, a white police officer shot and killed an unarmed black teenager named Michael Brown. In the weeks that followed, the world came to know the town of Ferguson, Missouri. That killing gave rise to a protest movement that spread far beyond Ferguson. One of the organizers of that movement is Rasheen Aldridge. He's director of Young Activists United in Ferguson. We spoke with him last fall when all of this was happening, and we called him up again to ask what has changed in the past year.
I think what's been the most beautiful thing is the young people that have stepped up. We call it the Black Lives Matter movement, this new group of folks who are organizing and now not being quiet or not just going with the status quo when something's not right.
Aldridge is 21 years old and is the youngest member of the Ferguson Commission. This is a panel appointed by Missouri's governor to look into the unrest that followed Michael Brown's death and the conditions it brought to light. Next month, that commission is due to release a report with recommendations for social change. We asked Rasheen Aldridge to give us a preview.
Honestly, the recommendations that will be coming out are the recommendations from the community. The commissioners are just figureheads. In these meetings, it's the community that's voicing their concerns. So I think the final report on September 15th, I think it's going to be something that the community definitely will enjoy and hopefully act upon.
I imagine you've sat in on many meetings over the course of the past year. Are there a couple of issues that keep coming up?
Our very top, I think, two recommendations are around municipal courts and policing. And it's an issue that is dear to a lot of people. It's dear to a lot of people's hearts right now. But it is a lot of other powerful recommendations around economic mobility and childhood well-being.
You did reference the municipal courts. The state of Missouri passed a law that essentially caps the amount of money that cities can collect from tickets that they issued to individuals. Has that made a difference? Do you think that will make a difference?
I think it's a start. One of the recommendations I know that the commission is offering is to kind of consolidate and get rid of some of these municipal courts. In St. Louis County, there's about 90-something different municipalities. Some of these municipalities cannot survive if they do not abuse the community, taking so much money out the hands of the working people in that community. And if they're not really needed or if they're just going to continue to abuse them, let's get rid of them. Let's mold them into others. Like right now, people are still getting ticketed for no reason. People are still, you know, driving down Lucas and Hunt and being pulled over for no reason and getting these unnecessary tickets. Not one, but many. But if we look now and look how we can start to consolidate these, it's not doing only justice to the community. It is doing justice to these municipalities. Then we can have real relationship building and not just pulling them over because they have to write a ticket, because they have to get quota, because if they don't get quota, then they get in trouble.
So much of the Black Lives Matter movement began on the streets with those protests that we saw in the aftermath of Michael Brown's death in Ferguson. Are you expecting there to be remembrances today? Are you expecting there to be protests marking this anniversary?
Definitely. We remember Michael Brown every day. But today is even more special because it is the 1 year. And today, on August 9th, we stand together and say no more. We're going to continue to let the people know that Black Lives Matter. We have to keep fighting for Michael Brown. We have to keep fighting for Tamir Rice. We have to keep fighting for Eric Garner, Tanisha Anderson. We have to keep fighting.
President Obama spoke with NPR's Steve Inskeep this past week, and he said this about how he's taken on race issues at this point in his presidency. Let's take a listen.
There's no doubt that after over 6.5 years on this job, I probably have an easier time juggling a lot of different issues. And it may be that my passions show a little bit more.
The president there suggesting that it's taken several years for him to be able to fully embrace the issue of race relations in this country in the way that he has been. Are you satisfied with how the president addressed the situation in Ferguson in particular and race relations more broadly?
At the very beginning, when everything in Ferguson happened, to be honest, I wasn't quite happy with how the president was handling race. The president didn't really, in my opinion, step up to the plate. In the early days, he was, you know, the protesters are good, you know, peaceful, but and then went to, you know, we must keep property safe and police safe over keeping the people in the community safe. But I remember when I was invited to the White House and he sat in the room with me and other activists, I can see in the president's face, in his eyes, that he really was tired of having this conversation and that he really wanted some change to happen. He wanted to hear less stories of what was going on in Ferguson and less stories of our personal issues, but really, what do we want to see change? What is it that need to be changed in the communities that would have a positive impact? And I think after Ferguson, I mean, the president has been, he's been hitting hard on race recently, and I appreciate it. And I understand it is tough. He's supposed to be a lame duck, but he's taken this issue seriously. And hopefully before he leaves the presidency or the White House, that he would tell people that are coming into office, the fellow Democrats, that this is an issue that is should be one of the top five things that we need to be talking about as well.
Rasheen Aldridge, he's a community organizer in Ferguson, Missouri, and the director of Young Activists United. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.